Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's another Mommy Monday on Mom Angelus Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kristen Cruz.
And I'm Laura Nickerson. So happy to be here today to share this Mommy Monday with everybody.
Woo! I'm feeling it. Run, run, Rudolph. Kristen. I've been running to Target. Yes, how are you?
I've been running all over, but let me tell you, I have to start off the show. Well, first, let's get to who is coming on the show tonight, because I think we all need a glass of wine after the weekend that we've had.
Dude, totally. It's Monique Sultani, who is the founder of Wino TV. Wino.tv is how you can watch her show. She's a vlogger, and I've known her from TV for many years. You've seen her face. She's familiar to you. But she's also a brand new mom of twins. Oh, by the way. And I know she's like a she's my hero. Also because she knows a lot about wine, which I respect as well very much. So she's going to give us the lowdown on how to gift good wine, how to know if you've been given crappy wine, and how to impress the snob on your list. I also have a couple of other questions for her that I need to ask. So we're going to talk to Monique Sultani from Wino TV in just a moment. But we need some feel good news this week, Laura, especially.
Yes, after all the darkness going on in our area, it feels like lately, I have a Good Samaritan story.
I love that.
So for any moms out there or dads out there, you know that if you're going to have a problem with your car, it's going to be when your spouse is not available and when you have two screaming children in your car. That is somehow the laws of nature explaining how your car is going to break down. So that happened to me on Sunday. I'm driving along thinking, what's that funny little light on my dashboard? That's weird. I've never seen that before.
Oh, no.
And I turn and I'm like, oh, the car feels a little, something's wrong. I'm gonna pull over in this gas station, and what do I have? A flat tire. Which you would think is not really a big deal, really. But I don't know, when's the last time I changed a flat tire? 20 years ago? If that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm standing there. My kids are bouncing around on the inside of the car like that, you know, like popcorn in a Jiffy Pop, right? And I stand outside of my car, and I'm looking at it, and I'm flummoxed. You know, I'm like, what do I do? I know I should get the jack out, but I don't know where it is, and oh, God. And anyway, so next to me is this very scruffy-looking dude, probably about 25. He looks like he's had a rough night. You know, he's in flip-flops. I can see that he hasn't clipped his toenails in quite some time. And he kind of looks over at me, and I look over at him, and he says, hey, is anyone coming to help you with your tire? And I'm like, no, not really.
He says, no.
Well, you know, I can help you. I was like, really? You're going to help me?
Oh, my gosh.
So it turns out what he does is not only helps me, but shows me, I have a newer car, you know, a new car for me, and he shows me how the jack kit works for that car, and he's teaching me how to change tire. Again, even though I know this, but it's been too long. And he helps me change the tire, even though he's clearly tired. And when I got through to the end of it, I asked him, you know, what's your name? And his name was Ben. And I said, Ben, what do you do for a living? And he says, oh, well, I work at Kaiser Permanente. And I was like, oh, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a night nurse. So this man had been up all night.
Oh, my gosh.
Helping other people. Stopping on his way back to get some gas and probably crash. And what does he do? He stops and he helps me with my flat tire. And I was just so, it was so touching. It was so moving. And even better yet, my two kids got to see an example of somebody doing something kind. You know?
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Anyway, I have to give a cheers to Ben and to the nursing staff at Kaiser. I was really impressed by his kindness, and it really changed the course of my whole day. So that's my feel-good story of the day.
I love that. We all needed to hear that so badly, Laura, and I'm so glad that you and the kids are okay. Bless his heart, Ben, wherever you are. Thank you so much for helping our lawyer.
Yeah.
Laura, that was awesome. We needed that. Okay, well, see, now this is good. We're feeling good.
Yeah.
That and the wine I'm drinking is a perfect combination. And I've got my good friend Monique Sultani on the line with us as well, because she's popping in with 2 4-month-old twins, juggling everything and taking the time to help us moms out with our gift-giving season and a bunch of great knowledge that she has on wine. She's my go-to girl, wine girlfriend expert. How are you, Monique? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I love that intro. Thank you so much. The go-to gal. I love it. And I love that you're already drinking, because I thought I was the only one.
Oh,
what
are
you drinking, Kristen? Yeah.
What are you drinking, Kristen?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I got some cheap Ménage à Trois. That's the name of a brand wine,
perfect,
by the way. For,
oh, yeah,
for anybody who,
oh, yeah,
you know. Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, I just got some red because I had a recipe for mulled red wine, you know,
okay,
keeping in the
yummy
season.
Yeah.
So I got,
sure,
a little packet of that from Whole Foods. And my intention was to make it for my daughter to make apple cider. But, you know, she
with
forgot
the,
about
with
that.
Oh, for the cider, right. Yeah.
No. She was going to have apple cider.
Gotta start
and so
young.
She went to bed. And I thought, well,
okay,
heck, I've got this just, you know, $9 bottle of wine. I'm going to try it out. So you pour it in a pot and you let it simmer with these great herbs like cloves and stuff. And oh my gosh, is it good? It's delicious. It's
delicious.
Warm red wine. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It sounds delicious. I'm drinking a Malbec. It doesn't have any of the sugar and the spice, but it's got all the everything nice. It's a Ruggini Malbec 2012. So it's quite delicious, I might add.
See,
I love
she
that you brought
everything
up the Malbec, because that is my favorite new wine. And this is Laura. Hi, Monique. I'm so
Hi,
glad
Laura
to have you on the show. Hi. And I already know we're going to get
along
because
Ben,
you and I both like Malbec.
Yeah, sorry,
what's
I didn't
mean
to do a flashback to Ben. I heard you talking about him. I'm like, is this guy, I'm married. Is he single, ladies? Like, can you get his number for the people? Because, oh, my God, he sounds like some kind of saint.
You know, he was, but Monique, I have to be honest with you. As a mom there with two kids, I thought it inappropriate for me to ask his marital status
probably
and for his phone number. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
And
probably a good idea. I'm a
the
new
toenail
mom, so I'm learning. I'm learning.
That's right. So
Monique,
wait, let's talk about you being a new mom real quick. How are the babies?
Oh,
they had shots today, you guys, and we're a bunch of moms, so we get it. 4-month shots. How are you doing? How are the babies?
They are sleeping. They are fine. I am traumatized. The babies are great. I was like, can I get a drink in the office? It's stressful. Like, this is my second time doing the shot thing, you know? Not the shots, but, like, the baby shots. And 2 months, they were, like, maybe not as alert, you know? And so they kind of a little fine. 4 months, they are like, why are you torturing me, Mommy? Like, looking at full of pain, and I'm like, I am the worst person ever. But no, they're well. They're well. They're
that's
good.
When they look,
they're good.
That's when they look at you and they go, you've taught me pain, Mommy. You've taught me pain.
Oh, I know, right? And the saddest thing, or I don't know if it's the happiest thing, I have two girls, Josephine and Ayla. Josephine is laying on the table, and she's got, like, and I'm, like, looking at her face, and she's laughing and cooing and making smiley faces, and I can see the guy getting the shot prepped behind me.
Oh.
Three of them, he's got the needles already. And she's looking, and she's laughing. I'm like, oh, you have no idea what's about to happen. You have no idea what's about to happen. And then he stabs her. I'm like, and she's like, ah! And I'm going, oh, this is what it's like to be a mom. Is this going to happen for the next 70 years.
Yeah.
This
keeps happening. Yes. So keep the wine ready and available at all times.
Oh my gosh, right? Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, I've got twins, so that's its own thing, and I'm figuring it out, you know. I'm figuring out how to do the work thing and the mom thing and you know, the wife thing, that's got to get fit in there somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's
so
right.
Much.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
I'm currently seeking advice, though, so please, if you have any, I'll take it.
Well, you know, I don't have any advice on that at all. You're on your own, my friend, but I would like to get a little advice from you, because I had a party situation this weekend, you know, we're in knee-deep into the holiday party season, and the thing that I don't know, and I think a lot of people want to know, too, is what is, like, a decent kind of wine that you can buy for $10 to $20 and bring to a party and have people think you're cool.
Think you're cool. Oh, that's interesting. So now you got to be cool too. Okay, so there are a few things you can do to be cool. First of all, I think if you show up with wine, automatically cool. Showing up with empty-handed, not so cool. I think under $20 is kind of an interesting price point. Depending on, like, you can get something really great or you can get something really not so great. And I would go with Bubbly, you know, if you're thinking about, like, going to a party and you want to spend $20. Bubbly's one, it's fun. It doesn't have to be champagne. Obviously, it's very hard to get a bottle of champagne for under $20. When I say champagne, I mean from the region in France, not something with sparkle.
Right.
But sparkling wine obviously comes from other places outside of the champagne region of France. And I think Gloria Ferrer, for example, they do a Sonoma Brut up in Sonoma, which is fantastic. It's under $20. It's a great value, and it's fun, and it tastes good. And so if you show up with that, in my mind, you'll be cool. And I think the rest of the folks will think you're cool, too. Another really neat region right now for where you can get some good values is Sicily. And that's kind of like, I don't want to say it's up and coming because they've been around for obviously forever. But as far as in the States go, people are really getting excited about Sicilian wines. One I've tried recently is called Sir Sir by a label called Donna Fugata, and their wine is the grape is a Grillo grape, which is kind of similar to a Pinot Grigio, and you can get that for around $20, which you go in with a wine from Sicily, you know, and Donna Fugata is just fun to say. So, I mean, that's something you can do where you can find an undiscovered region, or, you know, you were talking about Malbec, which obviously is a region that people are pretty excited about now. I think if you, the kind of general rule, if you want to, like, it's kind of hard. Like, if you want to be, like, a wine know-it-all, then you can do a lot of research and do all that. But if you want, if you feel like you're going with to a party, people don't know a ton about wine, all you have to really do is get a European or a label that no one can pronounce and show up with it. If no one's ever heard of it, they're automatically going to think it's really good because no one's heard. So it's like, you're just,
I like it.
Oh, my God, this is a great wine. You know, Ménage à Trois. No, Ménage à Trois is perfectly fine. I'm not giving them a hard time. But, you know, this is this great wine, Chateau du blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's wonderful. They don't know you paid $12 for it, and they drink it, and they're all excited because no one can say it anyways. So that's always my rule. Like, I go to Costco and, like, go look for something that no one can pronounce. For $10.
Wait, no, can you go?
Fine.
So wait a minute. Monique is the wine expert. I mean, she's not just my go-to girlfriend, but, like, millions of people have seen her on the internet, on Wino TV. She's a very well-known vlogger. It's an award-winning website, so a lot of people are turning to her. And she just told us to buy wine at Costco. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah,
so
I know. People
so is that
really
okay? Is that,
saying that.
No, is that okay to do? Oh, like, how do I buy my wine at Costco? Because Lord knows I'm always there. But if I can get my wine there, too, how do I know I'm getting good wine at Costco?
Well, the thing about Costco is, and I hate to, I love a small boutique, you know, I love a wine shop, and I love all those places. So I get my wines from all kinds of different places. But if you're a regular folks, you know, just living in the middle of the country, or living in L.A., and you've got a Costco or Whole Foods nearby, Costco's going to be the best price. And I hate to say that because I know smaller, I'm all about buying local and all about shopping local. But when it comes down to it, Costco does have a big arm in the industry. They can get a ton of wine, and it's pretty good value. I mean, I'll never forget, I was on a trip to, oh, here, look, here comes the name dropper, wine expert name dropper. I was on a trip in Bordeaux, ladies. I was interviewing a winemaker there, and I'm like, oh, I'm in Bordeaux. It's so fancy. Everything's so fabulous. I'm just trying to keep up, you know. And I look over, and I'm interviewing this winemaker, this fantastic chateau, and I look at these boxes and boxes of wine that he had, like pallets of wine. And I swear I saw Kirkland on it. And I was like, wait a minute, Kirkland? What do you mean Kirkland? He goes, oh, yes, I make Kirkland Chateau Bordeaux for Kirkland. I'm like, wait a second, you're making this Kirkland Bordeaux that's $6 a bottle at the Costco? And he's like, yes, we have contract with, and I was floored, right? So I'm like,
wow.
You know, yeah, they thought, right, exactly. So for them over in Bordeaux, you know, that's like an entry-level wine for them. It's $10. It's very affordable. Here it gets marked up a bit because the taxes and import and all that stuff. But Costco is able to bring in a wine like that from a maker in Bordeaux and call it their Kirkland, you know, Kirkland Bordeaux, and you're getting it for $6, but you've got a reputable maker, winemaker making it. So
I think that's incredible.
You know, Monique, I have a question for you about that, too, because I've heard a rumor about the Costco wine. I had partaken at the Costco a couple of times. But I've heard a rumor that they take certain sort of more well-known wineries like that across the country, and they'll bottle, like, discontinued or, like, certain lines under the Kirkland name. So really, even though you're getting a Kirkland wine, it's actually a Kendall Jackson or a, you know, something else. Is that true?
And I can't speak to all the wines that they do, so I don't want to be like an overall broad expert, but that's exactly right. What they'll do is they'll get a contract with somebody else who's a well-known producer outside, and they'll just throw their label on it. So the other thing, though, you don't have to obviously get the Kirkland brand, but because they can buy so much and they have so much buying power, they're able to give you, the consumer, the best price, right, which makes it hard for the little guy at the local wine shop, or if you go to the winery and buy the wines, but they are able to give you a really great value. And they have, depending on where you live, we're up in Northern California, and I know LA has great, great wine there. I bought some amazing Bordeaux at the Costco in Venice. Well, I guess it's not Venice now. It's off of Jefferson. I got some great wines from there at Costco. I had some Bordeaux 2005, and they were, I think, at Costco there, $50. And I looked online, and they were $100. So
wow.
They do have great values depending on where you live because they know their clientele, right? So if it's an area that's used to drinking wine, they're going to bring in nicer wines.
Well, Monique, I was thinking about this, that, like, we want to support small business always, of course. And, you know, there are so many upsides to doing that, as well as there are people in there that know about wine. They can help you pick your wine.
Totally.
You get the wine taste, which, hello, is my favorite. That's like samples at Costco, but it's
totally
at a wine store,
samples.
And they give you lots of free samples of wine. That's the best. So, but, you know, but at this time of year, if you're buying in bulk, and you need to gift, like, everybody on your list. And I have a huge Mexican family. I got, like 25 people a bottle of wine. I can't be buying, you know, an $80 bottle of wine or whatever. So that is a good place to go for it. Now, I have a quick question for you about regions, since region comes up. And I have very recently, Laura and I both were hosted by the city of Temecula to come down as mom bloggers. Yeah, and they, you know, they toured us around, and we got to stay at one of their beautiful hotels and taste a bunch of wines, and it was absolutely lovely.
Amazing.
And I it was amazing. And then I was at a party, a swanky little shindig the other night. Oh, yeah. And we're in the wine room, and they're all pouring wine, and everybody's laughing, having, it's so great, and this delicious wine. And I go, hey, guys, has anybody been to Temecula? And you could have heard a pin drop in that room.
Oh,
okay, I just let the air out of the wine cellar. I don't know what they were like, Temecula? Like, what are you going to say? So, I really need to get your input on this because I was absolutely impressed, and I know that Northern California is the spot. I mean, I have family in Napa Valley, but I really was impressed with the wine in Temecula with my very little knowledge. What do you think about that up-and-coming area, Monique?
You know, I'm going to be fully honest with you and tell you, I have never been to Temecula, and I'm really bummed I wasn't able to go on that trip because that sounds fabulous. But here's what I'm going to say about up-and-coming wine. Well, first of all, I'd like to talk about the people that are turning their nose up at wine regions. My guess is they probably have never tried a wine from Temecula. They've never been to Temecula. They don't know much about Temecula. I don't think those people are necessarily, it's like, right, you can have a Prada bag, or you can have a bag that's from Italy, but nobody knows the name, or they do whatever. You know, whatever. I don't want to. So these people are really maybe into, we call them, can we say label, like label whores? I'm not sure. But people can be into certain labels, if you will, and not look at the quality. They're judging books by covers. So Temecula and other wine regions like Lodi or Livermore here in Northern California, these are all regions that have been around for a while. They make great wines, and you can't really just say it's a bad region altogether, especially if you've never tried it. I've never been to Temecula, but I can only tell you that I've heard great things. People have a ton of fun there, and that's what I love about some of these local wine regions like Temecula, like Lodi, like Livermore, is you can go there like you did, and you can have a great time. You can talk to the winemakers. You can talk to people. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you've got a husband and wife who are out there working the grapes, working the land, and it's an amazing time. And you, as a consumer, get to connect because you meet the person. And I always think wine is a belly-to-belly business. It's about your gut. It's about drinking the wine, but it's about your gut and how you feel when you're there and the experience that you're having. And so if you had a good experience and you like wine, to me, that's all that matters.
And there are
places like Temecula,
too.
Right?
Well, a place like Temecula, too, and some of the smaller areas like Lodi, from my experience, has been that they're a little more accessible for people who may not, they may be a little daunted by going to Napa or Bordeaux or something like
right.
that. And their local kind of close by area, they're going to be a lot more likely to go and try it out. I just have another question for you because, but
yeah.
not to circle back to the holiday party, but say that I'm feeling really, you know, fancy and rich that year and I don't want the under $20 wine. If we were to, like, go to a party and impress somebody with the most impressive wine that you can recommend right now, what would that be?
Oh, the most expensive.
Wow. Well, like most impressive. Most impressive. I don't have an Amex Black card. But, like, for instance, my agent just did say, you know, hey, are you coming to the party this year? Like, he has an annual Christmas party. Like, I would – that's a good question, Laura, because I would really like to impress him with something a little bit
yeah.
more fancy. But where – what
okay.
do I have a go-to for that? Yeah.
I'm going to give you two. And I'm going to give you two for you can get – kind of like the name dropper, and then you can get the agent. So you have the name dropper agent, like the guy who, like, wants to drop all the names, right, the Ari Gold or whatever. And then you can have
yeah.
the agent that, like, totally wants to be in with the in crowd, up-and-coming, new, hip, cool, hip-happening guy. So if you want to be, like, big spender name dropper guy, you could get a 2012 Scarecrow, okay, Cabernet out of Napa Valley. And you could actually, I believe, buy it at the Winehouse LA. Because when I was at Premier Napa Valley a couple years ago, that was the highest-selling lot of wine ever to go. And I think it ended up being, like, over $1,000 a bottle. I have to do the math on it. And a guy from LA, who owns a wine shop in LA, bought the wine. I've got a story on my website about it. I can send you the link afterwards. And it is, like, so Scarecrow is scare, and it's that Scarecrow. You know, Scarecrow, Wizard of Oz, sort of from the family, from the Wizard of Oz, made the movie, and the wine is got the, obviously it's got the Hollywood thing because it has the Scarecrow, the Wizard of Oz. It also has the cachet because
Ooh.
It's from Napa Valley, and it was the highest one, and it's ridiculously expensive, and I tried it, and it's fantastic. And 2012 is a fantastic vintage in Napa Valley. Amazing, amazing.
Okay.
It's the enchanted
okay.
vintage, if you will. Another wine that I absolutely adore is around an $85 price point, so you don't have thousands of dollars, but you super want to impress someone. You have a 2012 Napa Valley, Napa Valley Coombsville Cabernet from Di Costanzo. Now, he is, Massimo Di Costanzo used to be at Screaming Eagle. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Screaming Eagle or not, but it's another one of these, like, $1,000, $2,000 bottle of wine, Colt wineries. And he was on staff there as the assistant winemaker, and he was doing the day-to-day operations when they had their 100-point wine, their Scarecrow wine, which is, like, the most famous wine ever. And so he left, he did his own thing, and now he recently launched his own label a couple of years ago. And the 2012 is amazing. I've had it. It retails for about $85. You can get it on their mailing list, or you can get it from Acme Fine Wines at the Napa. You can get it a bunch of different places. But that's one of those wines where you can give a little name dropping to, like, oh, you know, the winemaker that used to be at Screaming Eagle. Oh, yeah, I just happened to have one of his wines. Only 250 cases produced. So, boom.
Yeah.
And you spend under $100. That's all I'm saying.
Love that.
Or you can spend thousands of dollars to impress them, too. Depends on your
Yeah, phone. My agent's going to have to book me a lot more commercials before we get the $1,000 wine.
Right.
I'll be
$80.
Screaming Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monica,
oh,
I can
my
tell
gosh,
you, or Monique, I'm sorry. I can tell you right now that I want to go drinking with you. That's all there is.
We must. ASAP. We got to get the babysitters, leave the kiddies at home, and hit the, we're going to hit Temecula, we're going to hit Lodi, we're going to make our way up California.
Let's
make
do
our way through
it,
California.
Ladies.
It's
this
on.
Is the best. This is on. It's on wineo.tv, by the way, online. Resources, vlogging. She's a vlogger, you guys. It's so cool. Well, of course, years being on television, being a reporter and a host, she really turned her passion and her business into this award-winning website. You've got to check it out. And then hopefully we're going to have all these links up for you, too. I know we went way too fast on all these schmancy, fancy names and things and places to go and buy wine. You're like, what? Wait, what? I need to grab a pen. But we'll put it all on the blog, so it will all be there on momangelus.com so that you have the best of LA right in the palm of your hand while you're running around doing your Christmas shopping. And hopefully we just made it a lot easier. We definitely made it a lot tastier. Monique Sultani, you are the bomb mother of twins. I am so proud of you. Congratulations. I can't wait to get up there and see those babies. And cheers, a glass of wine to you.
Thank you so much, ladies. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays. Talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye. So, Laura, I think we did pretty well tonight. Isn't she like the best resource of information? It's crazy.
She is, because, you know, you walk into a big store like BevMo or something, you get so overwhelmed. It's great to have someone who actually knows what they're talking about to give you some advice. And I've Googled, by the way, some of those wines already, and, you know, it's only like $350 for the Scarecrow. I mean, it's on sale. It's practically a steal.
Hey, I wonder if they have that at Costco. I'll check tomorrow when I'm there getting my other free samples. I like my free samples. I can't help it.
It's lunch.
It is. It's a snack. You know that the Costco up here, by the way, in Santa Clarita Valley, they closed their pizza area. You know, my $1.50 Coke and a pizza that I absolutely live for at Costco. I'm not ashamed to say. There's no shame in my game. I love me some Costco.
No.
Well, it's closed for renovation. So I literally do go there and eat snacks as if I'm having a meal right now, because, you know, they should have the cafe open. By the way, so hopefully they said by next fall. And speaking of,
date.
It's on my calendar. I have like an alert. Siri's gonna I set Siri up with an alarm. It's gonna go off when it's ready. All right. So thank you so much for being here with us tonight on Los Angeles Radio. It's the Best of LA with Kristen and Laura. We're bringing it to you. And hey, one more thing I got to mention before we go. Laura, I just had a light bulb go off over my head, or I've had too many glasses of wine. But I had an idea. We should get Monique on here, down here with us in LA, talking about these kinds of great wines to gift, because I was riveted. I would love to be watching her showing us what these bottles look like and telling us the prices and the names and where we can get this stuff. We need to get her.
Too.
Right? I mean, that was really helpful. So,
yeah.
We're going to
agree with that completely.
You're going to see more of Laura and I as we're making more videos for you, too, on LosAngeles.com and Best of LA. I told you we have some very exciting things coming up. So, Laura, 2016 is going to be a big year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
oh, my
I'm
gosh. All right. So, now, you go do your thing, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that my kids have not woken up. Please. Because, you know, I have the 7-year-old and the 4-year-old. So if the 4-year-old wakes up, I know about it. If the 7-year-old wakes up, she just watches her iPad. You know, that's where I'm at. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm on it.
Don't be.
My iPad likes to babysit for me. It's all good. The price is right.
It is. Well, I'm so glad we got to chat wine tonight, because now I'm super inspired. Great to have the Kristen and Laura together, Best of LA with Mom Angeles. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next Mommy Monday.
Have a great week.